From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. House Republican leaders today sent President Obama what they are calling a bold counteroffer aimed at heading off severe spending cuts and across-the-board tax increases on January 1st. NPR's David Wellen explains the White House has already rejected the GOP's proposal.
Shortly after GOP leaders sent a letter to the president outlining their counter-proposal on deficit reduction, the White House put out a statement saying the plan does not meet the test of balance because it lowers tax rates for the wealthy and sticks the middle class with the bill. In their offer, House Republicans flatly reject raising any tax rates on the wealthy, as President Obama would do, and instead promise additional tax cuts, all while raising $800 billion in additional revenue over the next decade in ways that are not specified. Republicans say their plan is based on comments made by Erskine Bowles, co-author of the Bowles-Simpson Deficit Reduction Plan. But Bowles says what they're offering is not his plan, and he urged both sides to give some ground. David Wellen, NPR News, the Capitol.
Opponents of Egypt's president will again take to the streets Tuesday to condemn a set of controversial decrees and a planned vote on a new constitution. NPR's Leila Fahler reports the march to the presidential palace is being dubbed a final warning.
Outside the palace, security was bolstered in advance of the planned protests, the third mass demonstration since President Mohamed Morsi's decrees, which put him above judicial oversight. The opposition has unified in an unprecedented manner against his decisions and the planned referendum on a hastily drafted constitution. The document was adopted by an Islamist majority body with a popular mandate. Today, several newspapers ran covers with the words "No to dictatorship." At least 11 independent newspapers will suspend publication tomorrow in solidarity with the anti-Morsi protests, and at least 3 privately owned channels won't broadcast. The highest judicial authority has agreed to monitor the vote scheduled for December 15th, but many judges are still calling for a boycott. Leila Fahler, NPR News, Cairo.
Builders broke ground on more new projects in October. The Commerce Department says construction spending was up 1.4%, posting its biggest gain since the spring. Spending on new home construction, the biggest part of that, rose 3%. PNC economist Stuart Hoffman says the recent storm that hit the U.S. could mean more building in coming months.
If anything, the rebuilding from Sandy, probably over the winter or into the spring months, will probably only add to the construction activity in those affected hard-hit areas.
Non-residential construction was up by a smaller 0.3%. More people were visiting auto dealer showrooms last month. Automakers from Chrysler to Volkswagen reporting strong November sales figures. Industry analysts say all told they expect November vehicle sales to top 15 million units, the highest level since 2008. Both Chrysler and Ford reported double-digit sales gains. Stocks closed lower today. Investors continue to tread cautiously as negotiations continue in Washington towards averting year-end tax hikes and spending cuts. The Dow was down 59 points. This is NPR. President Obama is taking Israel to task for the planned construction of new settlements in the West Bank. State Department today saying such plans are especially damaging to prospects for resumption of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Israel Friday announced plans to build 3,000 settler homes in the West Bank and East Jerusalem on territory the Palestinians have claimed as theirs to punish the Palestinians for winning UN recognition. State Department officials have said both sides should stop taking actions that hurt ongoing peace efforts. The co-author of the best-selling book, Three Cups of Tea, has died in apparent suicide. David Oliver Rellen co-wrote the 2006 memoir with Greg Mortensen about building schools in Afghanistan. As NPR's Neda Ulubi reports, he died November 15th near Portland, Oregon, at the age of 49.
Rellen had apparently suffered from depression while coping with the fallout after parts of Three Cups of Tea were exposed as fraudulent on the CBS News show 60 Minutes last year. He'd hired a lawyer to protect himself against a federal lawsuit. The authors and publishers were accused of deceiving readers to boost sales and donations. Rellen had long published heartwarming stories for magazines such as the weekly Sunday supplement Parade that often focused on children set in the developing world. Details of Rellen's death have not yet been made public. His second book about doctors performing cataract surgery in the Third World is scheduled to be published in February. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
Residents of rain-weary California aren't going to get much of a break. The National Weather Service says after a series of windy storms, more bad weather's on the way. Storm system with significant rains expected to hit parts of California, bringing with it another 5 inches of rain in some spots. So officials say the latest storm won't match the 15 to 20 brought last week. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.